Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's like this week, it's like we've said, we're getting fed. Okay. It's wintertime. You got to add on a couple of pounds. We're getting fed. But it's a plethora. It is a plethora of like content that we have, shows that we're watching. It's like if you have a life, which thank God some of us don't, it's like, how are you supposed to? You said, I went for Halloween. I went out to go pass candy out. How are you supposed to watch Salt Lake City and Winter House? Like you're behind by 2 hours already.
I'm already behind because I passed out Halloween candy. You know
like,
what I mean?
How dare you?
I know, right? And I'm okay. You know, I'm okay. I'm sorry. I didn't watch Winter House, but I am all caught up on Southern Charm, Salt Lake City, and Beverly Hills. Sorry, I couldn't watch Miami too. Okay. I'm sorry.
Guys. And we're going to give you some insider baseball here, okay? Bravo is very kind, and they usually send us the premiere episodes long before a season starts because I think, you know, they want to drum up interest. They want people to talk about it. And so that's why we'll do these one-off episodes because we get them a little bit earlier. We can talk about it. We can watch it. And then we can, like, serve it to you right when it's, you know, the episode has aired. And look, they didn't give us Miami. And tonight is too hard to do Beverly Hills and Miami and then record. You know, we just have a lot going on. So we will discuss Miami next week. We're going to do it with the second episode. We're going to try to do, again, like a little housekeeping, I guess. We're going to try to do our best. It might not be your best, but it is our best. I mean, think about it.
Let's remind you, we both have full-time jobs.
Full-time jobs. I travel for my job. Like, I feel like quite often, you know, like last week I was literally traveling.
I go into the office every day.
Yeah. Like
I leave my house at 7 a.m. and I get home at 4:30 to 5 o'clock every day. So
I know
I'm going to do the best I can.
So we're doing our best. So it's like, okay, we have Potomac. So we have guys. Thank you, Bravo. We've got a Potomac for you on Sunday. I know BravoCon is coming up, so there's a lot of stuff that's going to also be happening.
Also, do you think that's why they're so well fed this week?
Like 100%.
Because BravoCon starts on Friday. We're not invited. I actually, you know,
you
Ronnie
went.
From Watch What Crappens reached out. I, you know, Ryan Bailey, like they're like, you got to come. I was like, all right, maybe I will go. I was like,
I started $10,000 later.
Couldn't get a ticket. If I want to pay $1,500 for a one day, sure.
We plus do have $1,500
for a hotel room.
Plus, yeah, friend of the pod, like, Saf is going. And Saf, you'll often see when I like post stories, I'm with Saf a lot of times. Saf is going, and I've tried to bribe her that maybe we should create like an Instagram broadcast channel for Two Judgy Girls where we can like repurpose it after BravoCon or whatever. And I've tried to bribe her and say, hey, anything that you're doing boots on the ground style, feel free to put it in this broadcast channel. Let us know if you guys would like us to do that. Otherwise, we also, as Mary said, you've got Ronnie going. You've got Ryan Bailey going. I think Real Moms of Bravo is going. You've got Lucy on the ground. Like all the accounts outside of us.
Everyone's going.
Going. So there will be, and so many panels are being streamed on Peacock as well. So like, I think there's going to be a plethora of content. Like, listen, I had to go out of town this weekend. My sister's having a baby. We're having a baby shower. Okay. So like, yes. So that's really exciting. I like laughed because we had to move the date. And I was like, well, if I was gonna go to BravoCon, I'm not now.
Right.
It's so just pretending the tickets, that that's
like, ran out so quickly too.
Mm-hmm. But I hope everybody that's going has the best time. There's going to be like, so Bravo is like, I think the panel I'm most excited to hear about is the Summer House panel.
This is actually, I was annoyed today because okay. Lindsay has a Us Weekly article that went out today. Actually loved the format.
Loved the article. Up,
wait, it's just like,
couldn't you read up, it in her voice?
It's also just like straight up question and then answer. Email. Question, answer. I fucking loved it. And basically synopsis is she does not seem to be in good spirits with Kyle. I feel like she blames Kyle.
I think Kyle blames her for his relationship with Carl when really it's Carl is a bad employee.
I also feel like she was completely blindsided. Kyle also mentioned on Watch What Happens Live that Carl didn't necessarily like intend on breaking up with her on camera, but that's where the conversation went.
Yeah.
And I had predicted that also.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're a witch.
I know. And
give us five numbers for the lotto.
It really bothers me though that we got this article before BravoCon. Like this should have been saved for BravoCon.
Yes also, and no. One, because is Carl showing up? He's listed on the panel. Will he show up?
Who's not showing up is Ramona Singer. She has been asked not to come. Taken off.
She was asked. I don't know that she was asked.
She was taken off. She was taken off.
Well,
today.
Because earlier this week, there was the Vanity Fair article that was supposed to be this reality reckoning. And, you know, listen.
Boring.
Listen.
No,
to
no,
the
no.
casual fan who is not listening to podcasts, following accounts, like up to date with the Bravo sphere, I'm sure this was like eye opening in a sense.
You're like, oh, Sonia Morgan pees the bed on vacation. Not shocking.
Like everything about like. The only person that I actually thought had like an interesting like perspective more Ebony? Because the featured housewives were Bethany, Ebony, and Leah. Ebony is like the only one. And I love that Ebony even says, fuck Bethany Frankel. You think I'm going to let her stand up for me to this corporation? Like, absolutely not. But everything that they said, it's like Bethany wants to go after that. Okay, so Bethany's pissed because she was embarrassed on a Watch What Happens Live with Jeff Lewis and Andy. So she went after them in that. She tried to pitch a show. You know, we all know this from like, the streets, you know, tried to pitch a show, denied. Also, rumor is that Ebony tried to pitch a show, denied. Leah literally texted Andy asking to be on the new, like to be on Roni.
The new New York.
Yeah. Denied, you know, so it's like, there's an ebb and flow of, you know, and a push and pull of like, when's too much is too much. Because I think once you get a taste of this fame, if you can't hold on to it, you still crave it.
Well, and Leah's whole thing was like, I basically relapsed on the show, but she kind of pretended on the show that she had been drinking ahead of the show, but almost Leah, like blaming the show for her drinking.
Well, and then, you know, the whole Hamptons thing. And I think the Hamptons thing that she, you know, she alluded to that on Ultimate Girls Trip. You know, she talked about how she felt like her sobriety was the big subject matter of Rehugget. And it's like, yes, the cast members did on Rehugget. You know, I think it's blaming kind of like Heather and Marisol and like the ones that were like, you know, but Leah also on that show says, can you guys get drunk and entertain me? Like, you have to accept some sort of responsibility in this. And then with the Hamptons thing, I think when she said, you know, they kind of forced me to stay there, it was COVID. There were protocols. I think they were kind of saying, hey,
If you leave, you're out for 2 weeks.
You've got quarantine for 2 weeks. So that's a decision you need to make. Is it, do you want to get paid and be on the show, or do you want to go be with your family? And not that that's like an easy decision to make, I'm sure, when you're in the throes of it, but come on, we got to take some sort of responsibility. And then there's just Bethany.
I was just very bored by the article. It was way too long, too.
It's like a 30-minute read. It's like, where are the spark notes for this?
I was like, I finished the Britney Spears book faster than that.
I would love to have for us to talk about. Maybe we have so much to talk about this week. Maybe we do it next week or something when we break things up.
Such an easy listen, by the way.
You guys, you can listen to it at 1.25. Would you really? Okay, I guess we'll talk a little bit about it now.
Foshes. At first, I was like, I don't know about Michelle Williams doing this. I was very upset that Britney didn't record it herself. But then I kind of really got into it and believing it. And I was like, this is Britney Spears. But
Wait, Mary, did you feel when you first start listening to Michelle, she puts on like a Southern accent. And so it took me out of it. But then like 45 minutes in, I was like, no, you're right. This is Britney.
I know. I was totally in. Yeah. It just was very odd because I have studied Britney Spears for years. So I couldn't really believe the vocabulary they were using because Britney herself would never actually use it. They made her sound very eloquent. I also didn't believe like the family history that she would know that much knowledge of the first two chapters. I wonder where they got that all from, to be honest. I think the stories are true
They're her truth.
Absolutely. I do find it very interesting that there was never like a diagnosis mentioned. That was something she didn't want to share, I guess.
Well, you know, there's a part two coming.
That's something that she believes in.
There's a part two coming.
Well, she says that. It's really hard for me to believe anything she says. I do think she will make an album called Red. That will be her next album.
I found it fascinating. We can 100% do a deeper dive on this. I just found like, you know, they say three sides to every story, right? His truth, her truth, and the truth and everything. But the stories that she told were like, didn't it bring you back to this time in her? Like,
that literally like the Justin situation absolutely destroyed her and she never really came back from it.
And she suffered from postpartum clearly after having two babies in a row.
Right.
Like she,
but then I want to know more. Everyone. I want to know more. Like all of a sudden it's like me and Kevin just like, we broke up. Then it was like me and Jason Trawick, we just like broke up. And then I was kind of sad they didn't get to the Sam breakup because
they had written it before it happened. Well, right. You know, rumor is that he's back now. He probably wants some of that book money.
I don't know enough about him, to be honest, to make a full judgment on him. I just want Britney
without any evidence. I think he's part of the I think he was part of the conservatorship. I just don't imagine that her dad, who had such, again, based on my own thoughts and feelings, there's no evidence to back this up, but just feels like if he has such a tight leash on her, Jamie, her dad had such a tight leash on her and controlled so much about her that she could have this relationship that they had all these different secrets and all of these things because she couldn't even have to what she said, like over the counter energy pills. And she's going to have some random guy that comes in.
What were these energy pills?
I don't know.
It just doesn't add up to me.
I think these are her stories. I'd love to hear more. I was enthralled by it, like learning more about like certain things that had happened. It is. Guys, if you're going to read it, I really recommend the audiobook on this, even though it's Michelle Williams. She will win the Grammy for this. One step closer to that EGOT.
She did a fantastic job. And honestly, I
didn't want it to end.
I needed it to be diving deeper because I basically didn't get any new knowledge except for her grandmother being bipolar. Yeah.
You are a Britney historian. So yeah, this is like the Vanity Fair article, right? You're like, knew it. Give me something new. Give me more, you know?
And I would be shocked if there's a number two, to be honest.
I want like more. Like, I'm like, Kevin, you fucking loser.
I needed more of that. Like,
I wanted to
really,
she
was just like, he
her.
Smoked pot and was trying to get his career. And
Papa
then
Zhao.
we were never seeing each other. So we like broke up, and I broke up with him in the press because he was going to do it. I'm like, he was never going to do it, honey.
But don't you also find it interesting that she talked about Sam Lefty, but didn't say him by name?
And like Adnan, her
yeah, maybe
paparazzi.
That was who it was. Yes. She had like
and
a bunch of.
I actually didn't realize that he was married.
Wait, is that who she was talking about? I thought it was Sam. It's Adnan.
Adnan was the paparazzi that she dated.
Oh my God. I literally said that, and I swear to God, his little strip on his chin Adnan popped Ghalib. Up in my face.
Like
whoa.
A true religion jeans.
You just revived a memory for me that was fully insane. Like, I had forgotten
and,
about that.
It was also very interesting that she said, like, Blackout was her best album. I personally, Blackout has Radar on it. And they released Radar twice on two different albums. That's like one of my favorite songs.
Guys,
by Britney.
Do we need to do a full Britney dive with Mary? I love, like, I feel like I have so much random knowledge in my head, but the amount that you know of Britney stuff, like, we need more from
you. There was
you.
Like a very dark time when I remember driving across Golden Gate Bridge, and I was genuinely like, I thought about Britney Spears so much.
It was your Roman Empire?
I was like, something's going to happen bad. I got like a bad feeling. Like, I almost made myself sick. It was bizarre.
It's called parasocial.
Okay, so we hit the Vanity Fair article. There's no Ramona at BravoCon. The Hub House Us Weekly thing I'm upset about. I think she should have waited till BravoCon.
I'm glad she said it, though. Here's why. I think she needed to put it out there so that when she gets on that stage, if he's there and she's like kind of forced to be in the same vicinity as him, that she's already put it out there that I think it's going to take a little bit of the weight off of her shoulders. Like, you guys know, like, I am a Hub House fan through and through. I know you're not as much, but I just feel so much of like Lindsay that I'm like reading that. I'm like, you know what? She is authentically herself.
I don't deny that. She's great
and
TV.
I'm going to be honest. I think she's single wise is a missing piece of Winter House. And I know you didn't watch it, but I want to touch upon a few things. If you don't
absolutely
mind.
Let's go there. Wait, one last thing. Yes. I'm very excited for Shannon Bador to address the DUI. Because
she's not going to. She released something. She's going to say everything is tied legally. I can't discuss it.
No, she's going to say it at BravoCon.
Nope. I'm going to
prove you wrong.
I mean, you're the witch, so you could be correct. But I feel like after she released a statement where she basically said nothing, I don't think she's going to say anything at BravoCon. And I feel like that's even going to be some sort of rider, like in the clause of what she like wants to talk about, where she'll say, "You'll find out next season."
No.
I also don't know, before I go into Winter House too, Jen from OC reposted a Tamara story where Tamara was asked, like, who are you close with on the cast? And she named everyone but Jen. I know. It's like, Tamara, shut up.
Yeah.
I hope that everybody, I really hope next season of OC is the season where everybody turns against her. I really hope it is. Anyways, okay, let me go into Winter House. Something, you guys, I hate to say it, something is missing from Winter House.
Oh, wow. I didn't feel that after the first episode.
I know. And there's something in the second episode where usually Winter House to me is like a welcome reprieve. Like, it's a warm hug. You know, I'm always excited to see like these people back on my screens. And there's just something. I feel like Alex, you guys, I don't know what happened. If there are tattoos on his back, but it looks like he rolled in hot asphalt and it got stuck to him. Okay. Like, I don't know. Like, his tattoos
are
horrible.
Look.
It's just, and he says, like, I'm a flirt. All he says to the girls are, you're so hot.
I feel like he pretends to be like a man of mystery and a man of like little words, but maybe he's just not that intelligent.
Dumb. Yeah. 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 So, anyways, though, him and Danielle at the end of the episode end up making out. And she literally, yeah,
that's right,
they make out, she pushes him away, she says, shut up, don't say anything, you're gonna ruin it.
But I'm also kind of excited for her because I think the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody, and
she had a show of insecurity this week too, where she was like, come on, you're hot, like, you can, like, she's giving herself a pep talk, and like, yeah, Danielle, get your groove back. You deserve it.
Great. She needs a palate cleanse from Rob. You know, 100%. She just got the final no. The door was shut in Aspen. So I appreciate her making out with Alex. I will say if he keeps his mouth shut, he could be good looking.
Yeah. Where Madison in Southern Sharp said she's a retired slut, she needs to pass the baton over to Danielle.
Okay.
Danielle, take it, run with it, flip it, put it, you know, up in the air, catch it, do whatever you need to. It's your turn.
Okay.
Here, like, I love Brian Benny. He has no game either, but he's like just like so goofy, you guys.
Not surprised.
Here's what I don't understand. Tom Schwartz comes into that house. You know what the hell I'm doing? I'm locking him in a room and saying, tell me everything about Scandoval. Not one of them push him on the subject. They go, oh, yes, that's a bummer.
Like, there must have been
never heard about it.
Some rules and lines that they weren't allowed to talk about.
I don't care. Then I'm going to put him in the bathroom where there's no cameras. Put him in the pantry. People can, I'll let him think we're, you know, I'll make out with Tom Schwartz to get the info at this point. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Like, yeah. You guys want to think, let him think that I'm doing something.
But wait, so he came into the house and was he like, whoa, I've had a week.
He's like, what did he say? My world has been rocked just when we thought we were really getting somewhere. And his lies are still lies.
Okay.
You know, I only found out a month ago. Like, he gives like a little, he basically tells everything we know, but I'm like, you know more. And like, you know that there's
any talk about his roommate, Joey?
No cup of Joe.
Okay, got it.
No cup of Joe. He's thinking he might want to get back in there, which is like weird because wasn't he hooking up with her the whole time? But and he's kind of into Katie. Katie likes chaos, so she's kind of into him. Here's the thing. The show is this like rinse and repeat too, where it's like they're going on snow bikes. Like last season, the first season, Lindsay did that. You know, the second season, they do this like version of it with like Jess. They go skiing. Now, you guys, Casey, I don't know what she's going to contribute to the show because it's nothing really except for bad extensions, but she's a fabulous skier.
Okay.
I texted you. I go, why she got so invited. Good. She was a former professional skier, but then got kicked out of the academy because her ex hooked up with this girl and then she roundhouse kicked that girl in the face.
Roundhouse kicked?
Roundhouse kicked.
Did she tell us she literally used roundhouse as the describing word?
Yes. I'm not making that up. That's and all I'm picturing though is funnier. That she's doing it with it, her ski still on. Like, I know it's not, but like I'm picturing her like having her ski still on and just like doing a jump and then like roundhouse kicking the girl on her way down.
Got it. Okay.
So, okay. You know, they go out. I need.
What about Corey? What's going on with him? We're in Michelle's.
Corey
pretending that Sam's still not his girlfriend.
Exactly. Like at this point, I'm embarrassed that she comes on the show later. I'm embarrassed for her and he hasn't even really done anything yet except that he refuses to define their relationship. He just tiptoes around. Oh, I don't know. Like, we're not seeing anybody else, but like, she's a New Yorker. Like, okay. He's giving the excuses. And like, to me, if I was like a girl on that end, like hearing this, I'd be like, oh, so okay. Sad. So you want to fuck around and find out right now? Like, and then Malia's like, oh, I'll be the girl to do that. And then Jordan's also into him too. Brian's now into Casey.
Oh, no.
But there's still something.
Will Brian make out this season?
With his hand.
Oh,
but honestly, I really
did Amanda like come?
Amanda has norovirus, so she didn't make it on this episode. She might make it next week. I'm not sure. I have a feeling, I don't know why still, that Brian and Danielle are together today.
No, I don't believe it. No.
Also, it's on the ground at BravoCon anyway.
It pisses me off because we have like such a good looking cast of women here. You have Katie, Malia, Danielle, Jordan, like, and then you give us Tom Schwartz. I'm sorry, like, well, that's
Sandoval
not fair.
Was supposed to be there too, and maybe that's
but also that's still also not fair. And then he's like dating someone, Kyle's with someone, then same with, they don't even give them options to hook up with people.
It's weird because that's like, not really fair. House Craig was like a monster, and yet it almost feels like there's a weird energy without Craig or Austin there.
I do wish Austin was there, to be there's honest, something, just because he's like just the single factor. I want the singles house, but give us some eligible bachelors.
But okay, so where
Corey is not the only people, sorry, only Brian Benny and Alex, those are the only two single people.
Mm-hmm. And Tom Schwartz.
He just doesn't count to me.
Well, it's like, I need them to start bringing other people in.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, there's something missing and I don't know
episode
what it
is. Episode 2 didn't hit for you.
I think what it is too is like the first episode where you're like, okay, like this is Hookup House. It needs, like, maybe this episode outside of like the Danielle and Alex, it's like when the guys are like kind of like on the prowl, like I need it to not be so apparent that that's what they're trying to do as much as I'm like, can you like organically let it happen?
Yeah.
And that, you know what, it also made me realize that I miss Luke and I miss Andrea.
That's fair. But also, they're couple.
I know that they're real single people. I'm just saying, I miss the nostalgia of, I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm the only person who feels this way. So it doesn't really matter.
I will catch up this week.
Okay.
But I am all caught up on Southern Charm if you want to talk about that.
Let's take a quick break and then come back and talk.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10 minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from three birthdays and two Christmases ago, pairs from five different brands with five different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Okay, Southern Charm, our poor baby Hudson. That was a real raw moment, guys. He was just having fun on the streets, riding his bike, perhaps razor scootering, and he clearly got into some type of scuffle, and another child bit him, which is not age appropriate.
Bit him. What I feel like this cameras being there was like Madison saving Grace there, because if those cameras were there, I'm like, she's walking over the house and she really is going to go bite that mom.
She didn't even ask that many questions. It wasn't even like, who did this to you? What happened? They just cleaned him up real quick. I hope they got photos of it before they cleaned him up.
Mary, I was thinking that too. And she said, let me see. I was like, there better have been photos at some point. No, I think that sure there was. I think they put cameras down for a second, to be honest, and they let her deal with like being a mom, because in one of the scenes, like you see her like having the phone, she like puts it down. So I feel like
Brett's a really great guy. I love how Hudson came over.
Did you love their costume this year, by the way? They were Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey from Newlyweds.
Tuna, Chicken of the Sea. Love, love, love. I thought that was pretty brilliant. She really does look like Jessica Simpson. Mm-hmm. She's stunning. And I really do appreciate that she really brought it to this party and was calling out Taylor on her shit. And I also love how Shep was trying.
Okay.
Whitney, stop showing people's nudes. It's not okay. You're 55, man. The funniest thing, when JT or whoever it was called Shep the oldest person in the room, and then the camera panned to Whitney, like, you forgot about me.
In his mustard yellow suit.
Colonel which Mustard,
I,
too.
I kind of loved it, though, in some ways. I felt like I did appreciate, too, that the men were more dressed up than the women. And I actually appreciated that because I feel like it's always the latter. But okay, I also just love how Shep was trying to get Taylor ahead of this. He somehow feels like an alliance, or he really, I do truly think he wants what's best for her. He is like protecting her in some ways.
He is. Shep is a classic avoidant attachment where, like, he'll, as soon as he's done, he'll go cold. He'll turn it off. He's like, we had our fun for the couple of years. That was great. Like, I think the relationship I really miss is the one that you had with little Craig, but like ours.
But don't you feel like he's protecting her?
Yes, yes, yes. But I'm saying the relationship wise, where I think she takes it as a sign, like he's protecting her. He's more like, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm just looking out for you, but not because I want to like necessarily be with you.
Yeah, no, I agree too.
Like, I think, but I don't think he's like, I think he's like, oh, I love her. Like she's like, I want to be friends. Like, let's remain friends. And she's like, you know, so he's like, yes, I think he's looking out for her completely.
Yeah.
Like that walk on the beach. Like, I feel like she was like, oh, this was like, she puts the dog down. She's like, this was supposed to be your sister.
I know.
Like she is like, you know, still digging, and Shep's like, oh, that's funny. Anyways, don't send your nudes.
Right.
Like, he could care less.
And like, every, I did appreciate JT stepping up and saying like, Madison, you're going too far.
JT needs to fucking stop. She's not interested, bro.
I don't think he was doing it because he's interested. He was doing that because he thought he was trying to be a good guy.
He wants to fuck Taylor so bad.
Okay.
He literally asked, so are you doing anything for Valentine's Day? She said, I'd like to be as single as possible. And he's like, okay, so no date? She's like, not one date at all. And then he tells her in the preview for the season, like, I'd marry you tomorrow. Like, she's a catch who throws her back in the ocean. I'm like, ew, you're gross.
Someone said
he looks like Beans from Even Stevens grown up, and now I can't get it out of my head.
He doesn't bother me the way he bothers you.
He's so annoying. He's so performative to me.
I
want more Rod and Rodrigo. Like, we're not getting enough of them.
Olivia also posted recently, though, she went on a date to who is her boyfriend, though?
Who, it's not Rod.
Who it's is, not.
No. It's not.
Then I was like, is it one of the basketball players?
That's also, well, I was like, is it Luka Doncic? Like, wait, what? Because she went to a Mavs game, right?
Yeah.
Dallas Mavericks game. Luka's on that team. So then I got confused, but I'm like, isn't he married?
Mark
and I was
Cuban?
Like, oh God, my worlds are colliding with sports and Bravo, and I can't keep up. There's too many shows.
Right.
I don't know, but good for her.
I love it. I feel like she's had a really tough year. And I feel like Taylor
hard launched her boyfriend, too. It's like, you know, we want these women to thrive. I love Vanita. She's going to Fashion Week.
I feel like Vanita's going to be engaged any day now.
Yep. I hope she does. Her, Charles, and what's her boyfriend's name? Monty?
He hasn't really been filmed that much.
I know. We need him. We need him on camera.
Yeah.
We need to give something for Vanita to work with.
I'm obsessed with Southern Charm, though. I think it's making the men look bad.
Mm-hmm. I didn't love like the slut shaming from Madison.
Oh, she's a retired slut. She could say it now.
Yeah, I didn't love that. But I also am like, I like what she's like. They were saying, too, is like, you know, Madison saying like the boys are weirdly protecting Taylor, or like there's this like weird thing that they're doing for her that like they wouldn't do for me. Like, remember when like that was all happening when like Austin and Madison broke up and all the guys were going after Madison and slut shaming her, like Craig at the reunion with like the A-Rod stuff and all that stuff. Like, they were all going after her, and yet nobody
he really
seems to be
changed
going.
People's worlds. Thank you, Craig. For J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, but, you know, and so they're all seemingly, like, protecting Taylor. So it's like, you know,
I'm okay with it.
It is what it is. Like, it's
because just
funny.
I think at the end of the day, Taylor is a nice woman and a Christian woman. She might have sent a couple nudes. Who hasn't? We all have weaknesses in our lives.
Mary.
I haven't. I really haven't. I wouldn't even take a picture.
Mary, you're stumbling over your words about never doing it.
To be honest, I really haven't.
Not even a nip? Not
for me. No.
Not even a little cleave?
That's nothing. But I don't even think I've done that.
Maybe a little.
That's not my thing. I'm not walking around in lingerie.
Hey,
I don't even know.
God made us naked. I think we all should be. That was a quote from Taylor. Okay. Anything else on Southern Charm? And we need to do a deep dive. You guys, again, there's just so much TV. It's so hard to keep up. Wanted to just quickly wrap up New York.
Okay.
Okay. So the reunions for me were a bust. Big bust for an otherwise B-minus season. It felt like Andy wanted the success of this season, so he didn't go too hard at any of the women. He told them they had a great season. Aaron even clinked for a great season at the end. I was like, what were we watching? But the reunion was like messy for me. Uba was not making, she was coming, I thought her first.
Came in too hot.
She came in Uba hot there. First episode, I was like, okay. But then second episode, she was like everywhere. She was like, Jenna, they didn't want you on the show. They're like, what? We just said like we didn't know if she'd be a good fit. And we still stand by it. Like, okay, I guess I shouldn't have said it that way. Then she'd be like, you guys hate each other. No, they're so much alike. Like all the, she just was all over the place where it almost felt like the second part, she was looking for her moment there.
Well, and then she also posted this week, like Tamara and hers DMs, because Tamara like wanted her on Two Teas in a Pod. And she's like, I'm not going on that show. And I just feel like, I'm like, you don't understand the assignment.
Right.
It's like, you didn't show us about your dating life. Like, we got to see your beautiful modeling career. We got to see some tears about your mom. She didn't really film with anyone.
Yeah, it seemed like Aaron was her main person to film with. But the Aaron her wasn't
story, her story. Maybe they just didn't tell it.
Don't think that they told her story enough. I think second season we will. I mean, you know, her man has been exposed now. Good looking guy. He's like a German man. Oliver potentially is what his name is. I feel like Sai, you're the villain. I don't feel sad. Like she's all of a sudden, you know, on the show, she's like, I'm not sharing my mom. Then she goes deep into her mom in the reunion. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for you. I'm sorry that you had it, that you had a tough, I don't feel empathy in the sense of like, she's like, oh, I've never had therapy except for the first time today. I was like, You should seek it. You clearly have a lot of
bother things. Me the way.
Well, you need to watch the part 2 of the reunion.
Okay.
She's very just aggressive. But I don't know if you guys have seen, she has, her and her daughter have a yes. commercial for Ninja.
It's kind of cute.
The daughter's the better actress.
I think her daughter's really cute.
London's adorable.
Yeah,
she's the actress there, you know. But here's the thing, I want them all to come back.
I feel like Jenna Lyons isn't gonna come back.
I think you're right. And it's so funny too, because Andy kept like redirecting things to Jenna. He'd be like, Jenna, so you weren't there, but what did you think? She'd be like, oh, okay. It just kept going because Jenna Lyons clearly like the big name. It almost felt like he needed to like coddle her a little bit. Cause I'm like, they think she's not coming back.
I don't think she is coming back. I don't think she wants to share her like engagement. Yeah, I don't know. They got to do something. We need more Jessel, more Povit.
Hoffman's a star. I don't care, guys. He is just a flippin' star. The two Brynn, of them Brynn together.
Brynn is too, to be honest.
Brynn seems to have this fascinating life outside of being this sex kitten. Like, she addresses her job. She writes chess business player, plans.
Book collector.
Right. Like, we need to see. I would like to see more of that side than, like, her sexualizing everything, to be honest. Like, it's fun every husband. So often. Okay. So I don't, you know, and then Aaron took no response. Aaron and Sai took responsibility for absolutely nothing. And that's like kind of annoying.
Aaron's a liar.
She's a full liar. Like they'd be like, so yeah, you
can tell when she's lying.
No, they literally said, so you admit that that wasn't a text that you sent. Yeah, I do admit that. It's like, okay, so you keep admitting that you're a liar. Like you are a liar.
Yeah, she's a liar.
And it felt like nobody was really held to have to sit answer to anything.
Like Jennifer Aniston to me, and RIP Matthew Perry.
RIP. So listen, I'm glad there were 2-part reunions. I think this is like the way that we should be going back to. Just give me some plus size reunions, 2 parts. I want another season to come back. We need to add like 1 or 2 more housewives and give us 2 friends up.
It will be interesting to see what happens with
And I hope that they become less self-produced in the second season and they lean they need more to care into less. Their authentic selves.
Exactly. You need to care less and just actually be yourself. That's what yourself. Actually works.
Be yourself. Be yourself. Oh, is it time to watch another, like to watch Just Friends again? I love that one.
I don't do Christmas until after Thanksgiving. I have rules in this home.
All right. Well, Mariah Carey disagrees with you. Shall we talk, speaking of Christmas and, you know, cold weather, should we just get into Salt Lake City?
I am obsessed with Salt Lake City.
It is so, it to me is like one of the best because it is so over the top, silly, insane. I'm giggling. Okay.
Monica is TLC gold. Her mom would be fantastic on Golden Mother? Bachelor.
Oh, no, the Golden Bachelor is too pure. Monica's mom is not. She'd be fine for regular villain. Bachelor.
She is
House of Villains.
Amazing TV. I love her. I don't think this is the correct space, but I'm enjoying watching her. I love
her as a villain. Let's just clarify. I want to make sure
Monica,
because
yes, Monica is full on exposing her mom this week, and I can't get enough of it. I've heard this story before. You know, heard the story of someone's mom that made them go on their date but hide in the trunk so their mom could bake out. You know,
like I've heard this an SUV before. Or a sedan. What kind of trunk are we talking about? And then also, it's like
I feel like it was a sedan.
Oh my gosh, it's not the back SUV. Of a Taurus.
100%.
What I'm thinking too,
but also, do you think it was like a Denny's? You know what I mean? I feel like I got a diner vibe. And then she sit at the counter and then was like, okay, like he's going to go to the bathroom. When he gets to the bathroom, you go to the trunk of the car.
Mama's got to do some work. Do you feel like, you know how some housewives, they come on the show because they want to get divorced and this is like their like leap pat. Like Monica came on to get a divorce from her mom.
So her mom went on TikTok or Instagram and was like,
and Twitter, she went them all.
Story is completely made up. I left Monica with our old neighbors in Philadelphia. Funny part about this.
She posted it last Tuesday thinking the episode was last Tuesday. So it made no sense what she was talking about. Like, I just want to say, like, she told this story and I'm like, the hell is she talking? Like, okay, thanks for the info. And then it all made sense when this episode aired today.
Right. So basically,
she doesn't get the screeners.
Right.
She didn't get the TV guide to let her know no new ep of Salt Lake City this week.
But I also can't, like, Monica's mom can't believe she's doing this to her on camera. And she tries every single tactic.
I know we're skipping ahead to, but this is fine. We got to talk about this.
Where's the aspirin?
Her walking into Monarca, which is like funny. I don't know why. I was like, Monica Monarca, just starts crying. Fake crying and then putting her hand over her head. And then Monica's like, can I get a straw? And she's like, I need an aspirin. I'm like, this is wild. I know it goes deeper than that. Her mom is probably has like narcissistic personality disorder. And like, this is probably very traumatic. Therapy is helpful.
No, but I love her mom's different tactics here. Like, it literally starts with the tears and then that's not working. She's like, now you're doing this. You're not going to buy my tears. Like, I am not going to talk to you like I'm a weak ass bitch. I was like,
and she's like moving her head left and right.
That's the real Linda. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But
and
I'm like,
it was very interesting too, because we've already met the grandmother and apparently the grandmother doesn't even like Linda either. You know, like, She's not a Catholic anymore. She got pregnant super young. Like, she left
Boston. Which time is she talking about of leaving Boston?
I feel like
she still came with her from Boston to Salt Lake.
It is very interesting that they all three seem to hate each other, but love each other and are all living in the same town because they depend on each other, especially credit cards to rent or lease cars. You texted me and you were like, wait, she's had a Range Rover all season. So
is she renting a Range Rover and owning and leasing a Range Rover? I'm very confused by this whole thing.
I feel like she leased the Range Rover and then her mom took it away because she doesn't have any credit. So she put it under her mom's name. So then her mom's like,
but if Monica's paying for the car, then you know what? Don't pay for the car, because whose credit is that going to ruin? Your mom's.
Your mom's.
Like, it's just like,
but then so also many- I feel like she also just rented the Range Rover, so maybe people couldn't tell that she was missing her Range Rover. Is that what could have happened?
Nobody's asking.
I know. Except for Heather. And then Heather's like, I don't talk to my mom anymore. And Whitney's like, oh, I'll one up you. I didn't talk to my mom.
13 years, Heather. And Meredith's like, I love my mom.
But saw my life flash before my eyes.
Wait, guys, why are we making fun of this accident? Like the other week, the 2 weeks ago, it was put in like quotation marks. She apparently like made a post. I don't remember. Do you remember seeing this post? I don't remember seeing the post.
I do. And she's completely deflecting. She
You don't think it was life-threatening?
It wasn't. We've seen the photos. That's why they're making fun of it.
Okay, I have to be honest, though.
She went to a snowbank.
But okay, in Park City one time, and I was not, I'm a very good driver, but when you like skid on ice, and I can remember being in Park City one time up higher than Main Street, so like above Meredith's store, and I was trying to go down this little pathway, and my car was just on ice. Okay. So like I couldn't brake. All I was doing was just sliding, where I literally had to roll my window down and be like, please move. I can't stop.
No,
I literally can't stop. There was no snowbank for me. So like I could weirdly see if they were like on ice and
she is full of shit. She is getting upset. She's trying to deflect from the Angie situation. She's like, this car crash, like nobody even checked on me, you know.
Whitney, it was weird, right? Like Whitney should have known that was Meredith.
She's like, I didn't even equivalate your life-threatening car crash to what I saw on the side of the road. I didn't think it was a big deal. Like
that weird change that
happens
tire
all the time. Right.
Yeah. Like
I thought I was going down a cliff. The music that they put to troll her, that's why you know it's not a big deal.
Wait, but then what's also funny too is that Meredith also tweets. First off, we're not getting enough Meredith. Like she's like a friend of. We're getting the same amount of Mary that we're getting as Meredith. But Meredith tweeted being like, it's just so interesting that someone who's been on a healing journey for 4 years is calling me out. And I thought that was funny.
I just don't buy her. She just decides the narrative. What she wants to do.
And I don't buy Whitney who's changing the date on Justin for the birthday party and him being like, what the fuck are you talking about? Every week you blindside me with a conversation of fake dates. We talked. I'm like, all I'm thinking is those invitations are out and they are for the week before.
I know.
Those invitations are already out, Whitney. You know you did this. And then you're like, Justin, you better call the therapist. And someone DM'd us and I screamed that they said Justin over there using a podcast discount code to do better help.
When DM'd us that, I was like, I'm gonna pee my pants. That's the funniest thing I've read. Like he's like, oh shit, better make that therapy. Poor Justin. I mean, Whitney is really on one this season. She's like, I'm going to go sit down with my friend Mary. Mary literally is on the show for the free meal. Like, honestly, every single episode, she's like, I'll show up, order what I want, and get the fuck out. I can't. DoorDash doesn't work at my house. Thing. Like, she's like, I will take the dumplings.
She's got the duck rolls.
Horrified when the woman I thought spilled on her. The woman dropped a roll onto a plate.
No, like, there was sauce on the plate.
She was still fine.
It might have splashed.
Can I get this to go? Can I get this to go? Also, that seems like something that would be compromised. That does not seem like a to-go dish. You know,
you don't heat it up all the time.
Hot and fresh, okay?
It's also
like a burger. You got to eat it.
Well,
then
I also left too when they showed the flashback of Whitney FaceTiming Mary. She said, maybe I'll come. Depends of how I'm feeling. Like, just show up and I'll show up or not. Depends on how much the producers push me on this one.
I'm guessing she's not going to go to the reunion.
Is she even going to BravoCon?
She wasn't invited.
Mary Cosby wasn't invited?
No. I mean, why would she be? She was horrible on Watch What Happens Live.
Mary Cosby is a horrible person. The way that she treats staff is disgusting. And honestly, after this, when she's like, wake up, bobblehead. I was like, I'm actually done with Mary Cosby now. She comes on this show. She just insults. If she wants to insult the cast, okay. But when she keeps like being rude to the staff and people who are there just to do their jobs that aren't getting paid to be on camera and do all of this, then I'm like, fuck you, Mary Cosby.
And Mary's like, grow up, little girl.
Yeah, say it, Mary. Say it.
Little girl. Grow up, little girl. I mean,
she turned.
Talks about like backhanding her. I mean,
she like married.
Not weird.
It was wild. Her coming in there, they sit, they order a glass of wine, they're doing everything, and then you know, Whitney's basically, you know, I'm here to atone for my sins, and she's like, but also like you texted me, and there was like this thing. It just Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde styled, like flipped, and she's like, I'm out of here.
What? She was pretty nuts. They probably can't get a hold of her for a few days. They're like,
they have to, okay, go knock
she's
on the door.
Actually going to go film today. Like, you got to get down to this restaurant immediately, Whitney. And then she probably only stays for legitimately 20 minutes, gets her food and goes.
I would love for the editors to just look at the back half of the season and any Mary scenes, start a timer.
That'd be great.
Tell us how long she's here for a scene.
Yeah.
Because it's insane, but she can go. She honestly, she brings nothing more for me. Like, I just think she's a very unhappy, sad, lonely little woman.
Okay. I'm okay with now moving on from that.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to change gears. Let's Please. Talk about Angie and her dad cooking. Like, adorable 86-year-old. I'm loving him.
Why did she tuck her jeans into the back of her sneakers? Mary, they drove me nuts. It was she had white sneakers on with pink decals, like details on it, and the back was tucked in. She was wearing a flare jean and tucked the back in. I was like, to show us the label, I can't read that far, and it made me upset.
Her storyline is literally though, she's like
Greek. She's Greek. Might be a big fat Greek housewife. Nia Vardalos, who? It's all about
Where's
Angie Katsunas.
The Windex, you know? I mean, they just made a Greek salad, and then Sean won't eat with them, and then she was
They're
sad.
Trying to make something out of it with the Sean completely. Thing. I'm like, if that man just came home from a hair salon, when we're cutting hair, there are small baby hairs everywhere.
You need
want
a shower.
To shower it off. And you know what? Maybe Sean doesn't want to film because he was trying. They tried to out him for having affairs with men. Maybe he doesn't want to be with those cameras. Maybe he had to take a shit.
Could
I'd
be
saying, can the
Might
man
be,
have
you know?
A second?
Yeah.
Maybe he was an Easter bunny for somebody else's house, dropping off invitations, and he needed a break.
What if he was really inside there? No, I think they actually have money, to be honest. I kind of love being inside their house. Like, their door is gorgeous.
Their house is insane, and there's so many cupboards and storage.
Do you think it's, like, in Park City?
Yeah, they could be in Park City. Mm-hmm. They're on, you know, maybe the cliff Meredith fell off of.
Could be. Okay. Now, the other thing we do need to talk about is Jack's mission. I feel like I learned so much this week. I didn't even realize John Barlow went on a fucking mission. Heather,
what did you say? What did you say?
Heather needs to shut up. I was thinking Heather was trying to say, like, I just want you to know, Lisa, like, what happens on these missions. No, Heather, John went on one. I didn't realize that. He can tell his son what happens on these missions. Very curious if Jack will make it through the entire mission.
Now,
granted,
John was in Vegas for his mission, it sounds like, which is a little bit different than Bogota, Colombia.
Bogota seems hard. It seems like a lot of Catholics might be a little bit harder to convert.
I would just think it'd be difficult to be like, you're in a white shirt, you've got the black tie, you probably just stand out a little bit more. You know, all those Utah boys and their mullet haircuts.
Right.
And the prostitutes. It just, I would assume it'd be very difficult to be dropped in a different country where you don't speak the language.
I also feel like John and Jack have like this amazing relationship. Totally. And he's like, Jack, you know, there's going to be some really hard times. And I'm like so proud of you for making this choice. And if there's
Let me
like
interrupt
ever-
you, Mary, because one time in college, I came home and I'm telling you this for a reason. I came home and my roommate was wearing my clothes and I said, what are you doing? And she said she wanted to be me for a day. So yeah, you're going to have some hard times.
They both know, like, don't say anything mean.
They pick their battles with Lisa.
Listen to her and respect what she says.
John is saying to Jack, mom's having a real tough time with this. So anything she says, just shut up and listen, because she is not okay with you leaving.
Lisa will take any opportunity to be like, raise your hand if you knew Jack was doing this before I did.
Everyone did great.
Anybody at the party know that Jack was going on the mission 2 months ago? Because I didn't.
She's ordering Taco Bell. She's like, I'll have a crunchy gordita. Did you know about Jack's mission? Did you know? She goes in the Sonic. I'll have a Diet Coke. Did you know about Jack's mission?
Oh my gosh. Has she gone to Bogota yet? Colombia, love it. Get to Cartagena when you're there. I heard Medellin's great.
I don't think she Santa can Marta. You can't go visit.
I'm sure you can go visit. I think there's like looser rules now. They wouldn't give them the phones before. It's different. Really times have changed.
I really don't think that they're allowed to visit.
I do.
Okay.
Based on nothing. But they get their phones.
Yeah. So I'm sure they check in. I just don't think that they're allowed to visit. I think this is very much like you're serving for the church and you're on a mission. It's not, there's no like vacation.
Some time off, right? You don't get to go home for a week or something ever? No?
I don't believe so. Again, I haven't been on one. I don't believe so, though. I think you're literally there for 2 years. I'm sure if there's like something that happens, like I'm sure there's exceptions, but I think you're really there to serve.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It also like annoyed me, too, when Heather, like in the previews, too, Angie's like, oh, yeah, Heather, you know, Lisa had a whole like announcement for her. And she's like, what? Like, I wasn't invited. She makes it seem like she should have been invited to that. Where I'm like, Heather, you're literally the biggest proponent against this. They don't want you there. They don't want your opinion. Lisa's literally
it's just
having
so
the hardest
for you
time
to
with
say
this.
Nothing, though. It would be literally the same equivalent as saying, oh, your kid's like not going to college or your kid's going to this college. You can't comment on what someone's kid is doing.
Well, I could see, like you said before, if Lisa had no knowledge of this and did not understand what happened on these, I could see Heather's offering a, hey, I just want to give you the nitty gritty and just let you know what really does happen so that you're aware. Whatever you decide to do from that. It's also like your kid is 18. So thank you for letting me know. I cannot hold him back from doing things. He's now an adult and he needs to make his path. And he already said fudge college.
I know. Now the fudge college thing makes sense, though, because he just wanted to go on this mission.
Yeah, he was going on a mission. So, right. You know, it's just you got to let him soar. I also thought it was interesting, too, that we didn't know that he was going here. Like they had kept that a secret until this episode.
Oh, okay.
Remember, she never mentioned it on her social media. I mean, maybe Jack probably has like a private Instagram and like, you know, friends and family, obviously, that knew. We didn't.
True. That is true.
Mary also said, I'd go visit him as if he asked for the random podcast
really,
he's never heard of.
I really like Colombia. So I think it's a great country.
Yeah. She was like, super fun. I'd go visit him. I'm like, again, not invited.
Check out Santa Marta, Cartagena.
He's not on vacation, Mary.
I want to go to Medellin. I feel like you get to do stuff too. No, not at all. Nothing.
He's serving.
Okay. No time for fun, I guess.
That is the fun.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Now, will Monica be talking to her mom when the reunion's filming? I feel like she also relies on her mom, though, too.
Well, exactly.
One for credit cards, two for probably some babysitting or like getting kids
three
to
for
places.
Storyline.
She has like true.
Who else is filmed? Like, truthfully, outside of like Heather, like, who's really filming with Monica? Like, nope. Monica needs, like her brother-in-law that she fucked is not coming on the show. Her ex-husband's not coming on the show. She burned her bridge with Angie. She had, like, you know, she's kind of like, she invited in the group thing. She's got Heather, which actually her and Heather seem to have a ton of similar traumas, it sounds like, especially with like the church and being excommunicated and that whole thing. But it's like, who does Monica have? She needs her mom to perpetuate and propel her storylines to keep going forward. And so like she hates her mom, but also is like, but come on camera. And
doesn't her mom also like
Jen Shaw? I don't think you're a good person, Monica. I'm sorry.
Doesn't her mom also look familiar though? Like I feel like
she looks like Monica
on a TV show before.
She's Monica.
Okay. I'm hungry.
Okay. When she said, I'm hungry, and that minute long, it felt like a minute, it was probably 10 seconds of watching her get a lobster enchilada bite, eat it, and chew it so slowly, savoring every bite of that cockroach of the sea.
Cockroach of the sea? That's what they're called?
No, they used to be the cockroaches of the sea. And then someone decided that they were actually like really great. And now they're, you know, they've gone from the cockroach to the creme de la creme.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Fun fact.
Yeah. 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 You know,
love it. Loved this episode.
It's just like,
it's a home run for me. 5 stars.
I get giddy. I get giddy. And especially when it's like that music starts like, da-na-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'm like, I just love it. I got chills. Quick break?
Yes.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, we're back with Beverly Hills episode 2. And I really appreciate, like, this is rich, honey. Everything about this episode was rich, which we don't always get in Salt Lake City. I mean, I do appreciate, like, Kyle just casually giving.
First off, before we even go there, though, we have to do our taglines. So we didn't have the taglines last week, even though, you know, they were there. So we need to get them.
Okay. Let's see. It's season 13.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Listen, we weren't prepared.
No.
Just give us a second.
Right now. And the first tagline is.
Here it is. It is here. Why are they all videos on the internet? Can someone give me some text?
Kyle Richards. Okay. It's hard to outrun rumors, but luckily I'm in better shape than ever.
I like that one for her. It's weird though. Beverly Hills are in this town. I guess she listened. It's like, I wanted her to be a little bit more camp with it. Okay, Garcelle. I may act for a living, but I never fall for a bad performance.
Crystal. They say wisdom comes with age, but I'm proving otherwise.
It's like, okay, I know she's trying to say she's young, but it sounds like she's calling herself dumb.
Ooh.
We're not getting enough Crystal either. Okay, Sutton. Who needs a knight in shining armor when you have your own horse? Sutton's really going to lean into the horse girl this season.
I also wish she would talk a little bit more about the divorce. Like, now we're hearing he's controlling and like that she still has to talk to him a lot and make decisions. I think there's more to the story though.
I think she's giving it to us though, don't you? Okay. I feel because isn't her oldest 18 now, right? Like, I feel like she can talk about it because she's not getting child support, just alimony.
Okay. Dorit, fashion is my language and I speak it fluently.
Erica Jane, the best part about losing everything is getting it all back. You guys.
$1 shows in Las Vegas.
I, though,
am enjoying Erica this season. If all this stuff didn't happen, I weirdly want to.
It's okay to have
her.
Amnesia. It's okay.
Pretend. Don't you ever say that about me ever again. I don't have pretend amnesia. I really didn't remember.
Okay. Anne Marie, the new girl. I may put you to sleep for a living, but I always keep one eye open. Is she an anesthesiologist?
I'm hoping so, or else it might be a little weird. She still hasn't appeared yet. She's 2 episodes in. We need to get some Anne Marie.
And Kyle introduces her?
I think Crystal. I believe she's Crystal's friend.
Okay.
Okay. So we start off, you guys. This show, actually go back, because you were saying the women are rich. And you're saying,
like so over the top. Like
the agency money.
Garcelle.
$165,000 car. The PJ to Vegas.
How do you even get a Range Rover for $165,000? It's called the autobiography.
Well, if you're Dorit, you go down to the bank. You ask for $165,000 in ones. And then you drive. You put it in your handbag. Then you drive to a store first. And you go, oh my God, somebody stole my handbag. PK is behind all of this, you guys. I am 100% convinced that Dorit is none the wiser. Why is she taking out $10K unless she's giving maybe like tips to like her staff or something? PK is getting the money back through insurance scams and frauds. And that is why they're having issues. And they're not going to make it because PK keeps setting his wife up to get robbed.
Okay. I do not understand why you would ever need $10,000 in cash unless you were putting like a down payment on a car.
In cash? We literally have credit cards.
Don't you have to put down cash for certain things? Like in a check.
Sure, or card form. Like, yes, my car. Like, I'm sure like you bought your car, and if you make car payments on it, I can't do it from a credit card account because it needs to be real money, but it's connected to my checking account for my car payments. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying them in ones or tens, fifties, hundreds.
I'm like, what store was she at where she got
Toys R Us?
No, that I think it's very interesting. Cart.
TJ Maxx?
That they Ross? Didn't, like, they have security footage, these men following her, they take her purse. This has actually happened to my mom at the grocery store where you like leave your cart for just a second and someone's taking your purse. My mom wasn't carrying $10,000 in it though. Actually, this happened to me at a Walmart too. Don't go to Walmarts anymore. So, I can see how this would happen. I just don't understand why you would have $10,000 in your purse.
And like the purses she carries there's no room for $10,000. She's got those like mini purses. It just feels very much set up. Three men were following her from where? The bank?
Okay,
to the store?
I'm not going on this setup narrative. I need to know more about the $10,000 though. What she was actually buying that she needed $10,000 of cash and
exactly,
what store
Mary,
she
nothing.
Was at.
Nothing. Okay. PK probably told her, oh, hey, I've got set up. I need you to go. I'm going to give you a $5 million necklace to loan for the day. It costs $10,000. They want it in cash. Stop by the Bristol Farms first.
I would pick up a her if she was at Bristol Farms. That would seem check out for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, where else is she pushing a cart? Not
but I can
Gucci.
Understand her PTSD. I mean, 100%. She was held at gunpoint. Then she has this other robbery, like getting 2 robberies in 14 months seems like a lot. And I was annoyed that they were both talking with their sunglasses on. And I was also annoyed
Erica,
of
we're,
this
we're Erica
pretend
Dorit,
English tea, like to make it. Sorry, Dorit, don't set up this lame
Stop
ass
wasting
tea
food.
From Orange County. That is so like this was like a 13-year-old's birthday party to me. They should have just gone on a walk or gotten a coffee. We don't need to like have a designer scene. That was dumb.
I was also waiting for more housewives to show up.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, for the two of you, for Ozempic Jane over here and Dorit, who cooked us a disgusting pizza last week. They're not eating this.
That was like an Amy's pizza.
Yeah, frozen. You're convinced. You're mm-hmm. convinced. I mean, I mm-hmm. did on Watch What Happens Live. Andy did make fun of that pizza too. but yeah, I also laughed too. It was like, oh, Erica and Dorit are matching and they remind me of The Rock, but like fashion, you know, like the one picture of The Rock with like the black turtleneck and jeans and he's got the fanny pack with the gold necklace.
Yeah,
like,
I actually do. Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt with both of their outfits. Erica's like, I have empathy now because my therapist taught me how to last week. I must make this right, Dorit. I must make this right, Dorit, because my therapist taught me empathy.
Well, and she's like, and I don't have Lisa Rinna this season, so I have no alliances. So I kind of need to get back with some of the girls. So
by
I'm
the
okay.
way, I have no friends.
Yeah, I'm okay with taking a bullet here. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really realize the you and PK were on the rocks, so I can understand why this hurt even deeper. So
I have to fix it. I have to.
Okay, let's talk about Sutton with Alessandra, which then just made me think of Patty Sanger. And I would really 100%. Like that show to come back. What happened to that? Why did we get rid of it?
Well, the misogyny.
Oh, okay.
Well, and we can I don't think she made any matches. Remember, it would always be like, I'm Patty Stanger and I come from a line of matchmakers. My dad was a matchmaker. My mom was a matchmaker. My grandmother was a matchmaker.
The Manzos were on it.
And she was like, Darcy from 90 Day was also on it too. But she's like, and I have a 96% rate. But like, it was a 96% rate every season where there were zero matches.
And she wasn't actually married herself.
Remember, she had that long-term relationship and then like a psychic told her that they were going to break up and then they like did. She was like with someone for like 10 years.
No, there was like multiple men. Mm-hmm. And she still is on Jeff Lewis Live. Also, Albie Manzo got married because that's made me think of them because they were on this show. He got married and then the sister finally admitted that she's getting a divorce after 8 years of marriage. So just a little Manzo update. But anyways.
Don't you find it weird that she announced the divorce at his wedding?
I think it was just probably obvious because he didn't come.
He literally doesn't come to anything. He hasn't come to anything for years. She also looks great.
She's on Ozempic. Yeah. Okay. But, you know.
I thought also they were talking about like Vegas because she like FaceTimes with Garcelle right before that. I thought Crystal was coming over. And then all of a sudden I'm like, who's this person?
I thought Crystal was in the pink magenta suit as well. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that seems like a little different for Crystal. And then I'm like, that's not Crystal. Why did they think? Why?
No, because they led the witness. Okay. They tell us, oh, like it made it seem like Crystal was coming over. They're going to like plan more of the Vegas trip for her for like talk about the birthday party.
And then we found out Sutton can never get a second date, which makes sense. You know, I mean, I think she gets nervous and she acts strange. And we got to see it with that little cat sweater.
Sutton is a strange lady in the best possible way.
She's an eccentric.
Yeah, I love it. She loves cat stuff. I mean, she even brings that dress, the cat dress up where I feel like she wore that to a reunion or something. Like, I feel like we've seen that cat kissing outfit before.
She wore it on the date with the man last.
No, not the blue sweater. She brought out a black dress she was going to wear in Vegas. And there were two black. It was sheer on top and they had two black cats kissing.
Oh, OK.
But here's like the things that she was asking for, though. She's like, well, I want them to graduate college. And I don't know why this makes me laugh so much because she's a woman in her 50s. And at this point, is a college degree as important as like the success that she's looking for?
You just need someone on her financial level, I think, as well.
Yeah, well, she's not going to find that because bitch is making $300,000
a month.
Like she's making, I can't math, but it feels like $4 million.
Over $3 million. Yep, almost $4 million.
Yeah, like
3.6.
Yeah. I was like, I had to math that. Like she's making that a year. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she wants to go to somebody who's in investment banking anymore. But she needs somebody who's self-sufficient. Because she also isn't going to care to pay for things.
She could pay for everything.
No, but I'm saying like she doesn't care to pay for things. But she needs someone who also like doesn't care to pay for things. Right? You know. And
she
I
needs
think,
someone that's her equal.
I think she needs younger. Maybe Ooh. Someone like Jeff, the Chinese Justin Bieber.
I love how he's like, so Crystal, if I dated a 20-year-old, would you be okay with that? She's like,
I also love that they're like judging if we're ordering a drink at 11:37, except that they all order hard tequila.
I know.
Gracias Madre, also delish. Vegan.
I feel like, oh, I was going to say, I feel like I've been there, but I haven't.
You might have been. It's right on Melrose. You wouldn't know it was.
I would know if it's vegan. I would know. I'd remember that.
Okay.
Okay.
Vegetarian, maybe not vegan. It's just no meat.
Okay.
Fun fact.
cheese?
Hmm?
Do they have cheese?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe. Yeah, it must be vegetarian. I don't... The details are blurry, okay?
Okay. But this is kind of an interesting point. Like, so what? We're dealing with her roommate as her brother? Or does he even live with them? Is she going to be a matchmaker?
I don't care about that. I want to know about the fiance. They had the bridal shower. She couldn't come over. COVID happened. They basically like told him he had to come back. She couldn't come because of her passport.
Yeah, he just left her.
What happened there? Also, where's the bridal shower?
I think he legitimately just left her there. Like he was selfish. Yikes. That's what it seems what went down.
Yikes. What do you think he goes by? Like, do you think he has, oh. Wait, no. What?
Like what? Does he go by the Beaver of China? Like, what do you mean?
No, do you think he goes by his name? Like Jeff Kung, right?
Oh.
Because Crystal Kung Minkoff? I'm trying to find him on Spotify.
Oh, that would be great if you can. I do appreciate Garcelle opening up about this story. I mean, she's like, Jax doesn't want to live with me. He like thinks I'm a bad mom. And I do appreciate their bond. They're like, we're still very attached to our ex-husbands. Like, we don't live with them, but we have to deal with them all the time. And I think that's a very common, relatable story. Also, I'm kind of obsessed with Sutton's Avi. He seems like he could be a star to me.
Well, yeah, he's doing it for the start. I mean, we said like last time, I'm like, I'm nervous. I don't want him to like
overstep.
Okay. I don't know that he's the Justin Bieber of China.
Can you play a song?
Just monthly listeners. Let me tell you how many monthly listeners Jeffrey Kung has.
Okay.
7,043.
Can you like play a little bop though?
His biggest hit has 402,000 listens.
Let's hear it. I can't hear it. Courtney's really bopping out. I can't hear nothing.
I like the beat.
Still hear nothing.
I don't want to get caught for copyright over here, but I'm into it.
Okay, I heard nothing. So.
Oh, you heard nothing?
But I'm not. Oh. I could kind of get down. I could kind of get down.
Nice. Yeah, it's got a nice voice. Guess what? 7,044 monthly listeners now. Adding it to a playlist. And when people say, who is this? I'll say, you don't know the Justin Bieber of China?
I'm kind of excited for Jeff. Okay.
It's so weird that he has a talking head, don't you think? Like he's in a confessional.
But it almost like reminds me of like Gia coming in with Teresa. Sure. It's like because he lives at the house.
I'm going to say something.
Go ahead.
Don't comfort me.
Okay.
I love Rob with a beard because he reminds me, young Rob reminds me of a mix of Tom Cruise from Tropic Thunder and Paul Giamatti in the flashback photo that we saw.
Okay.
It is true that they say men age much better. They just age like a fine wine. Rob's doing it for me now.
Okay, that's a pass for me.
You know I love Rob. You know I love Rob.
This is like when you said,
"Yeah, I know."
On Dallas,
Mark Duber.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm disgusting, but I'm self-aware about it. Rob just got like a daddy vibe.
Okay, that's your thing. That's your thing. Yeah. I did really appreciate Dorit being a true investigator. She's like, I just kind of noticed, Kyle, like Mo's not even on your Instagram. You know, we don't like go to dinners with you anymore, do dinners, vacations. You know, she's like, you also don't have to answer any of my questions, but I'm on to you.
Did you feel, you know, there were rumors of Mo and Dorit, and it did give me some Raquel to Ariana. Like, tell me about the relationship.
No, okay. I thought it was me very
neither. No, me neither.
Also,
me neither.
I thought it was very interesting. This was like a car scene. Almost like I'm curious about this because like no cameramen were in the car. This was this was all on like the car. GoPro. And I feel like Kyle was kind of caught off guard a little bit. She's like, what are you getting at here? You know, she's like, well, and she's still covering. She's like, he's really stressed with work, making excuses for him. And she's like, you know, I just kind of really needed a little bit of space in my freedom. So clearly the rumors have already started. The rumors.
Don't you think it's weird, though, that these rumors, like, we haven't addressed Morgan at this point where she's very much involved in this and we're not addressing it.
Did you know that Morgan went to BravoCon last year?
I did see that.
Yeah,
I did see that.
Interesting.
I think it's interesting that we're not. And then I also thought, I know I'm skipping ahead just to the end, but when Dorit and Kyle, and she's like, let the rumors start. I'm like, babe, they have with Morgan. Because she was making a joke about Teddy and Kyle sharing a bed for, and you know, they made.
And I was like, a producer said to Dorit, like in the car, ask her about Mo.
100%. I think that they have. Again, I don't know this, but they have call times and they have, you know, like, hey, Erica and Dorit are going to meet to discuss their relationship. You know, like Dorit and Kyle are going to meet and discuss what's going on with their relationships, whatever. I would rather have more of that combo than have to deal with 25 minutes of this bullshit Pretty Woman storyline. This was, I am so embarrassed. I am embarrassed.
Like literally having the giggles like, okay, she's not going for this at all. She's horrified. You didn't even get the right suite. You didn't get the right food. Like, she's so concerned about the kids right now.
She's also has PTSD from them. It's like, I'm sorry. If I was robbed twice, would I want to be surprised? No.
And then the best line of the night is PK says, well, the biggest surprise would be if Mo actually did anything like this for Kyle. I was like,
kind of true. Have we ever seen Mo do anything like that for her?
They've like celebrated their anniversary in the casita.
Yeah. But I mean,
25 years stoned.
Yeah. But Dorit is appalled by this because Dorit is even embarrassed.
Well, she's like, I just got full glam, PK. We just worked on me for 3 hours. And now I have to get glammed again to get in a red dress that they didn't bring out.
The Beverly Beach bronzer? What am I supposed to do, PK? And she's just like this. Like, even Dorit knows. She's like,
camera's down. Where are the kids? Because I left them with PK.
So I thought it was an hour.
No babysitter.
Like, I thought that we were literally gone for an hour. When she was like, when the kids, though, when they're like, that little Phoenix. I know it was Phoenix, too. And she's like, Mom, just go on. We're okay. You know, dude. Because it made me think of the flashback when Dorit was on roller skates last season. And PK's like, you're going to crash. And she's like, well, now she has no confidence because you keep talking to her like that. Like, you're going to do great, Mom. And it's like, that little Phoenix. Headstrong. I love it.
And oh, they actually, all of them, they're, I think PK's on the Ozempic too. They posted for Halloween, all four of them. They're looking adorable. Alice in Wonderland.
Who was Alice?
Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
I would like to know who was who. PK is a Cheshire cat, right? Or is he the Mad Hatter?
No. Okay. She's the Queen of Hearts, the Hearts lady.
Yeah, Queen of Hearts.
And,
yep.
And then Jagger. Jaggy is the clock kid, the clock guy, the bunny rabbit clock.
The clock guy. Flavor Flav.
And PK is the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, I see it now. God, Phoenix looks so old.
I know, the long hair, it's gorge.
She looks so, oh my God.
Also, Kyle's like, oh, good one. Let's have Dorit be a sex worker, PK.
I'm embarrassed. Then they meet downstairs and I'm like, they're in the same suite. So like, how long were they downstairs? Because they had to change over that suite into the dinner part of it.
Even like the gloves and then he even snapped her hand like they do in the real thing.
It's on loan. It's on loan just for the night. It's on loan.
The best part is they don't even do a Pretty Woman song. He's like, this is my new artist. It's Berlin. And we're going to play from Top Gun, Take My Breath Away. Or is it? Yeah. Take My Breath Away is Top Gun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, they even put not Pretty Woman, Top Gun. It's like, it's so weird. And all of them, like, okay, so is PK also now managing Boy George and Berlin? Because this is not, he has to be managing her.
Yeah.
Berlin, the band. Like, remember the Jessica Simpson one version. Take my breath away. Yes.
And I, this is like, I've thought about Jessica Simpson multiple times today because Madison LaCroix, then when her car was called Autobiography, which makes me think of the Ashley Simpson album. That's probably one of my top five albums of all time.
We love Autobiography.
So good. It's... You make me want to look. I'm the kitchen.
Pieces of me.
All the pieces of me. On a Monday.
Oh my God. That album.
I'm going to listen to that on the way to work tomorrow.
I think I'm going to as well. It's like, I mean, I'm loving 1989, but I'm loving Autobiography.
Got stains on my t-shirt. And
oh my God. Such a, and remember that in her reality show when she was dating
Ryan Cabrera?
She was dating this guy Josh Hutchinson before, and then she broke up with him. She was sad, so she went to Urban Outfitters and bought out the whole thing, and then she started dating Ryan Cabrera.
And then Audrina Patridge dated Ryan Cabrera too, which that just was an odd couple.
What a world LA was.
Audrina Patridge dated Ryan Cabrera like recently.
Who? Oh, Audrina, they got back together.
No, like, I feel like that was within the last 5 years.
Was he on the new, like, the reboot of The Hills?
Yeah.
Ugh, God.
Like, okay, did you notice also when they went to that lounge, it was called Cut Lounge, and it reminded me of Cut Fitness.
Yeah, I did notice
Like, it even had the same font.
I did notice that. I kept being like, this whole thing was just, I'm like, we are spending too much time here. So anyways, we get a whole changeover of the hotel room, and now we've got flowers there. We've got Berlin. They're doing a slow song. And then Dorit's like, okay, now let me tell you how wrong you did this. This surprise was not good. And I'm going to tell you what. PK, I mean, the entire, were you screaming like, hi, vodka soda carcass out? PK thinks she's a vodka tonic. Remember when they used to be Red Bull vodka people?
He does it to bother her, though. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing. And I do actually appreciate him being like, you know, I really don't understand all your PTSD, and it actually can super annoy me, and I'm trying to do something nice for you, and you're just too controlling. I'm not saying that's the right thing to say, but I think that's his truth.
He's trying. You know, because, you know, he's probably like, I wish I had Pringles with this caviar. He's a chip guy. Big chip guy.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. Which I just appreciate people really valued our chip conversation.
Yeah. Speaking of chips, I'd like to segue into Mauricio, Kyle, Porsche's 15th quinceañera birthday as they're chowing down on chips from the guacamole. And I saw a double dip.
Oh, 100%.
Before they moved it from the container into the bowl. I was like, okay.
It's family.
True. Family.
True. Do they always have those blue cabinets?
Yes.
Okay. Too dark of a kitchen.
Kyle, it's like she's setting it up.
Mm-hmm.
She is setting it up to be the victim. I'm like, what? I text you. I said, what the fuck did Mauricio do that Kyle finally snapped?
Well, she was already like, well, the other woman, the agency, but there was really actually other women.
Yeah, she's in for like, but
and
like,
him on Dancing with the Stars this week is super interesting because we had the holding hands last week, then they go on and they're like, oh, that we're blah blah blah, like the holding hands, we're just friends, blah 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 blah.
Then I held my I put my hand out, she put hers out, and then we were holding hands. I'm like, that clears nothing up.
And then they've been asking, oh, are you like rewatching what he's like? I already lived it, like laughing, giggling, like I'm basically not going to watch. And then he is like, well, we might work it out. It made me feel like they're definitely done. His conversations and interviews after Dancing with the Stars, like they're not going to move on from this. I don't think they actually ever get divorced either, because I think it's too messy. Like,
do you think that Kyle finally got to the point where she's like, with these new veneers Mo has, he's fully transformed into John Turturro, and I'm not into it anymore?
Could be.
I mean,
could be. Or that he goes to different countries, opens his agencies, and sleeps with other women.
Kyle's the one who has changed at this point, because I feel like Mauricio is that same person. He has it. So I think he's so thrown off because he's like, nothing's changed on my end. Your end is you don't give a fuck anymore. You started like working out. You're sober. Like Kyle is the one who's changing her life right now. And she's had it.
and bettering herself 100%, every step of the way.
100%. And she's just laying the groundwork.
And I feel like she's like, I've protected you your whole life. I've always been like a good wife to you. And you know what? Now I don't care. I don't care what your mom thinks of me. I have been such a loyal person to our whole family. And I'm going to have a little fun now. And you know how I'm going to do that? I'm going to tell your mom I got a tattoo and that you have one too. And I don't care. And guess what? Get mad at me.
I did think it was kind of fucked up for her to tell his mom about the tattoo.
You guys, they're 50s. Like, this is bizarre.
I guess it's just for me is like
tattoos from their parents. They're in their 50s. You can do what you want. You have your own family.
I agree. But I'm saying like, I do think that that was him. Like, I don't know if there's something more to it or whatever.
You
but
can tell she hates him too. Even like she's like avoiding his hugs. You know,
I've never seen when they stop themselves. Like they're both walking. First off, she's like, I've never been more stressed, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, relax. But he goes to like, you know, he grabs her kind of like while they're walking by and gives her, and you can feel the cringing from her, like her shoulders rising up and her just being like, I don't want this. So I'm like, was there a fight before this? Like something's gone on where she,
because, I feel like before she would have been like, he's like, the mail's out. Like we should get the mail. Like she'd like shove it into a drawer. And she's like, I don't fucking care about the mail. Like we have bigger problems than mail.
Oh, you know, and I think at this point too, is I also feel like she's like, that, you know, there's no prenup. She gets help. So you know what? You want to have a divorce? Great. I'm set. I'm not really worried about it. I'm enjoying my life. Like the kids understand. Everything is like things are going to be fine here. So
they've been living separately at this point. They're just filming this together. They're not even in the same room anymore. Mo has the primary bedroom. She's up in her glam room.
Yeah.
And they've already separated.
Yeah, it's
and that's done. Why she literally doesn't want to be touched by him. She's still pretending to his parents everything's okay, even though
maybe she is waiting for him to tell them, right? Yeah. Like she's like, no, things are fine. Like they're co-parenting, they are glorified roommates, like,
but they're not even co-parenting. Kyle parents Portia because he's in different countries opening agencies.
Portugal.
Yeah.
Where else did he say? I feel like he's
everywhere.
Like, he was naming like such fun, like, you know, it's the whole thing is so okay. So I have a friend staying with me right now. And so she caught the tail end of this episode and she's like, is this what this season is like? Like I fell off of Beverly Hills. I go, oh, you got to watch like while I record this, go back and watch the first episode. She's like, I am so uncomfortable. Like, I feel like I'm in this room with them right now. I am uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, yeah. Watch the first episode when this whole thing starts. Like
I love it. I love it too.
She's
sober. She can see everything clearly. She's not going to put up with his bullshit. She's going to get as many tattoos as she wants. She's been a good wife. She's been a good mom. And now it's Kyle's time to rise. Fuck you, Mo.
Wahoo. Woo-hoo. Kyle, rise up. And I'm
and
here for
spend
it.
His money. Buy the plane.
I know. And she's like, oh, hey, guys, you want to fly private to Vegas? I got it.
Also, like this was like $3,000 necklace for her birthday. They have the red phantoms. Like, I love Sutton already had her clothes set out by Avi, you know, monogram pillows. Rich.
We're staying at Resorts World, which is the Hilton property.
Oh, so Kathy.
So Kathy is like the, because that's like where Paris, she like did her bachelorette party. Who's getting the connection there? I don't think it's Kyle. I think, is it Sutton? Is it Crystal? Or is it Kyle?
Or Bravo.
No, I don't think they really care. I'm assuming they got this whole thing for free. And I feel like Sutton's the one that asked Kathy, hey, I'm going to do it for Crystal. And Kathy like connected them to the free stuff.
I think it just like all is intertwined.
Why? They could stay anywhere.
Mm.
But the Red Phantoms are part of Resort World, like picking up people up.
Oh,
there. Like that's part of it.
I would like to stay there. It's not on the strip though, huh?
Yes, it is. It's catty corner to the wind. Oh. A Zouk nightclub there. Every time I've gone to Vegas recently, I've gone to Zouk nightclub.
Never heard of it.
It's brand new.
Okay.
And it's brand new.
What? No. So wait, does Sutton just get pissed next week that Erica is like getting down?
Is she just grossed out by like what she's doing? Or does she get too drunk and is just like, this is not how a lady acts? I've been to that Magic Mike show.
Me too.
That, with that show, you get raunchy. And you and everybody, like,
do you think she's just like horrified that her friend would do that on stage?
Yes.
I think that's it too.
I think she's, there's a little,
it looks good.
I think there's like a little bit of jealousy because I think in her wildest mind, she would love to be to unleash like that. Mm. And there's a little, but I think she's also very drunk. Okay. And is just like, that is not like we're filming that. Like, she's just disgusted.
Like, we're ladies.
But the fact that she's yelling at Garcelle, she's yelling at Kyle.
And Kyle's like dead sober. I almost thought Kyle like had champagne. It looks like champagne in her glass, but I don't think she's drinking.
Maybe it's Martinelli's.
I trust her sobriety. Yeah, I think
Martinelli's. Right. Love a Martinelli's. I have a bottle in my fridge right now.
Oh, fun.
Why? I don't know. I don't even know where it came from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, on that note, this is fantastic.
All right. So next week, we're going to try, we'll have a Potomac one for you on Sunday. We're going to try to cover as much. I will tell you, in these next few months, I guess, as all this content comes out, like I said, we're going to do our best to cover what we can. So maybe some weeks we don't cover certain shows and some weeks we do. We're going to do our best. So please enjoy yourselves. If you're going to BravoCon this weekend, have the best time. Enjoy all the content that comes from it, all the panels you can watch on Peacock. Anything else, Mary?
That's all. Have a great week, guys. Love you. Have fun at BravoCon. I'll never go. Bye.
Goodbye.